This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Dane Jackson was never a preferred starter for the Bills. He started 28 games over four seasons. They've had to use him a ton. Kyrie Williams had to play a good amount. So I think it's very important to have depth in place. I think the Bills did a good job of finding a floor with bringing in Dane Jackson, but I think they need to find some ceiling, and that's why I'm expecting probably an early investment with a draft pick to get a player that not only gives them more ceiling and upside, but, you know, as you're about to potentially pay Christian Benford a big-time contract, you're going to want a cost-control player that's secure for multiple years. I think you accomplish that with a draft pick.
Joe Marino on our morning show last week. Mike Shope here. Bulldog is off. Lines open for you, 803-0550. The NFL draft is won. Topic that we're on today and probably will be on and into every day for a month until the draft opens. Round one is 1 month from tonight. I like the conversation about the tournament because, like talking about this with Sal earlier, you do lose something when it's so top heavy, when the top teams are just too good for the mid-major teams, and really just like more than that. You have lesser-sized teams that have had big tournament moments over the years and shocking upsets. And then even, you know, within some of the bigger conferences, teams that are just not like on the highest level. You want upsets. We kind of always want what we don't get. Upsets are great when you're watching them, when you're watching them play out, and the game goes along, and as it continues to go along, the underdog just won't go away, has that chance of winning, then they get it, and we have today. So now it's off until Thursday night, and you look at the matchups, and okay, well, you have two or three of these mid-major teams, and while they're an interesting story, I don't think most fans are more likely to watch them play in those games than they would be, you know, Duke or Kentucky or whoever you want for this from the top level. So if we get upsets, that's great, but then we want something else from the later rounds and vice versa. You know, you have this right now where you're going to have really elite kind of matchups going forward, but there's a charm, if you will. I mean, for all the money that's made, I don't know if charm is really the best word, but there's a certain something that you miss with, I mean, a lot of these games were just not even close. It was the most lopsided first 2 days ever. By seeds, by margin of victory, not exactly these magical moments that we love the tournament for, hardly any in the first 4 days. You had Maryland, last night, and you know that probably should have been a walk anyway. So at least there was one, but not a lot in terms of thrills from the first weekend. I did love the Florida-Connecticut game. I watched a lot of that, and Connecticut played that underdog role. They were a 9.5-point underdog. They're also the two-time defending national champions. They're not exactly a plucky no-name, right? UConn. But they made Florida work for it. I'm attached to Florida. I have a friend, Carlin Hartman, who I went to high school with, is on the Florida bench, and so I'm rooting for him. He, by the way, took over the post-game interview when they've got the head coach there and the one-star player, and Carlin just got the team together. They went over, they hugged the coach. He sort of he got in the shot. He did a great job there. But they did make Florida work for it. Florida was really struggling throughout the game. UConn was just like, no mistakes, their kind of game. But Florida did, to its credit. But again, that underdog element is missing. And it's funny, on Friday, I think it was, I was talking about, just right at the end of the show, I had a thought. Whether it was about the tournament, but then I thought about the NFL and all major sports, how it seems that we're always talking about something that has changed and not for the better. But the sports just continue to thrive. More money all the time, TV rights, popularity. And you wonder, maybe, something to think about, what breaks it? And I said on Friday, like, even hockey. For all the complaining we always do, people who care about hockey, this or that with rules and television and just different things, you know, they're seemingly in a pretty good place. Franchise values way up from what they used to be. So complaining about some of this stuff kind of feels like a waste of time. Baseball with replay and different things. Replay is everywhere, and it's usually terrible. And for me, the NCAA tournament reviews, especially the ones where they're checking the clock at the end of games, you know, toward the end of games, that for me is the worst review in sports. It's somebody brought to me, you know, the obvious candidate, offside challenges in hockey that just are...
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
So infinitesimal differences and almost indetectable or undetectable and often also irrelevant to the play, but we've got to call the goal back. An actual fun moment in a hockey game, can't have it sometimes. That's bad. You're right. But these clock ones, I did the speech on Friday. The whole game, there's a split second between the whistle and the stopping of the clock. It's just, it has to be like that. It's not automatic by the whistle. Somebody's running the clock. So there's a split second every time that we do not ever think about or care about. Yet, we get to the end of the game, and we got to make sure that point, that 9.1 seconds needs to be 9.4. Just, I wish we just didn't bother with that. Sure, sometimes somebody forgets or mistakenly keeps the clock running, and that can be something where you have to change that. But these tenths of seconds changes that we stop for. There was one yesterday I was driving in the first, I guess it was the same game, Florida, and maybe like 15-11 was the score or something like that. And the referee called goaltending, and then they reviewed it, and they're having this conversation on the radio broadcast. Okay, well, they called it a basket, so that means that it has to be, just like in every other sport, has to be obvious, has to be clear evidence that it wasn't goaltending, and the announcer's like, well, there really wasn't that, but they, you know, they took it away anyway. It's all just talk. And I don't know, do we need a basket with 10 minutes to go in the first half? Do we need the game to be stopped and have that be reviewed. I know. To complain about replay is also just mostly a waste of time because it's only getting more prevalent. It's never going away. We will never, I would love to have it happen just to see what it would feel like and be like anymore, but we are probably never having again. We're taking replay out of sports. I doubt it. But you know, the tournament, you love the upsets, the potential for upsets, the great moments, buzzer beaters, even if they're not a clear favorite versus an underdog. Christian Laettner in Duke, Kentucky, is the first great moment in the tournament that ever comes to my mind, whatever, 91 or 92, whatever year that was. And that's Duke, Kentucky. That's not St. Joseph's or George Mason or somebody like that. I mean, that's just an epic game between two legendary programs. We still have the potential for that. How much worse does it get? If it could get, worse. How much worse does it get? Like, more and more transfer portal guys kind of abandoning the mid-major teams for bigger opportunities and bigger programs. Does it get worse than this, where you have the one seeds and the favorites just rolling? I don't want to assume it will always be like this because this is 1 year, but it is logical that this would happen because of the changes in the sport. And so you're going to have what? Better peak teams and just weaker in the middle. It's just logical that it would be like this. I just don't think it's great. I think the intentions are good. I think how we got here is good, but you'd like to have it be more competitive. You want, it's just not how it is, but you want it to be any sport, whatever it is we're talking about, the rules, the format, anything, playoffs, you want it to be what's best for the fans. That's why they exist. They exist for the pleasure of the fans, for us to spend time and money on. And so what is best for the fans? And what you get usually is not exactly what's best for the fans. You just get more. You get more playoff teams in football. You get more college football, baseball. You get more playoff teams all the time. You get more teams. That's not necessarily bad. But, more playoffs, I don't think we really need that. I don't think it's better. Baseball isn't better because you have six teams now per league, I think it is. I'm only pretty sure. Six per league make the playoffs. And all that does is, it also gives other teams a shot at it. But, okay, it just cheapens the season. It makes it less important that for 6 months of the regular season that you actually have to be really good. You can be pretty good and make it. And then, who knows, it's best of three. And anything can happen like that in baseball. So what's best for the competition, what's best for the structure, what's best for the fans, not even often what we usually get. This trend in the tournament is not great for us. I think bottom line, it ends up like that. At least, though, you get, for the teams that are left, you get great matchups. So, good and bad. 803-0550 for your calls. Get back to football here as we continue. Paul Hamilton at 5:30. This is Mike Shope on WGR.